Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God's favor.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering
God's favor.
Greetings, our beautiful radio listening audience. And we want to thank you for joining us this morning for another broadcast from Imam Shahid Jamal and the Reality of the Creator. Yes, you are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Jamal, the Reality of the Creator, which comes from every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have another beautiful, beautiful discussion for you today, timely discussion that should direct us to where our minds should be focused. Most people try to find satisfaction in everything but their Creator. Yes, people. But people's hearts only find satisfaction in the good pleasure of Allah. And most people in religion today think that it is acceptable conduct to do good and evil. And they think that it is acceptable to Allah. But it is not. Allah says in his final revelation of the Quran that he created the nature of good in every human heart. And Allah says that the evil grows in the world because most people do not take their spiritual life serious. So Muslims, Christians, and Jews, more than any other religious people, need to stop this hypocrisy of thinking that they can sin and have faith in Allah or the Almighty Creator at the same time. Good and evil don't go together. Our Creator Allah is all good. And Allah says that He only accepts our good. So Allah says, if any person dies intentionally sinning against their own soul, He will put them into the hell. Yes, people. That's the seriousness of the situation that we're living in, the world we're living in today. People are not serious about religion anymore. They're not God conscious. They're not serious about law or faith anymore. They take religion for a game, for a joke or something. And we can see it in everything that's going on today. There's warning signs letting us know to turn back, go back to the right way. And so, again this morning, Imam Shahid Jamal will bring to you another beautiful discussion. Please join us. Hit the number one button if you have anything to say or any comments that you'd like to make, questions to ask. And always have your friends to join us, too, at the same time, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you pass the word on. Thank you, and now Imam Shahid Jamal.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
People, I want you to all know first and foremost of all, as we begin to start this program today, we first want to give thanks and all praises to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who have brought us back to life after He have imposed upon us a state next to death, akin to death. Death is a twin brother. When we're now asleep, is a twin brother of death. When we're asleep, we're really dead. Yeah, and it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who give us life again to rise up in the body and to have an opportunity, another day, to get it right. He, Allah, I'll say this here, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahman, Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina Siratal Mustaqeem. Siratal Ladheena An'amta 'Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi 'Alayhim wa Ad-Dallin. We say the opening prayer for all people. This is a prayer that Allah revealed, the Creator revealed to His last and universal prophet and messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, peace be upon him. And he revealed His last revelation because as the co-hosts open up, we're living in a world of evil. And even in the not Holy Bible, but in the Injil, the gospel that Allah, the Creator, revealed to His prophet Esau, most in the English language they call Him Jesus. But back 2,000 years ago, there was no language called English. So the man, the prophet, the messenger of Allah, name was Esau, meaning the anointed one. And he's also called the Word of Allah, and not the Son of God. I said to myself, talking to my whole soul, really, and the Creator, I said, it's something how people want to say, it doesn't matter what religion, that God had a son. Okay, so Allah is the Creator now. He's the Creator of human beings. Allah was in the beginning. He is the beginning of the evolution of creation. He evolved creation out of nothing. Now, where was Jesus at when God, a prophet Esau, where was he at in the beginning of time when Allah had no heaven, had created no heavens here, no earth, and the first two souls of the human race that Allah created was Adam and Eve, our father and mother. And He created them souls. And He gave them guidance so that they would not be fall into the deception of the Satan, who had already lost him and his followers, the jinns, the evil spirits that follow him. They got cast out of heaven because of what? He didn't want to accept the law or the Creator's plan. What was their Creator's plan? The Creator's plan in heaven before He created His creation. He had a discussion with His angels and the jinns also. Allah says, for you people don't understand what I'm saying, jinn means spirit, but it's not an angel. They created with different natures, but both Allah say was created to worship Him. Allah say, I did not create jinns or human beings except to worship and serve Me. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, he said, bear with me. Anyway, Adam and Eve, the first man and the first woman, Allah gave them instructions, and He warned them against the Satan. He gave them guidance. He came to them in the Garden of Eden. He gave them guidance when He was in heaven, and they didn't have to worry about nothing. He said, you have all you need. I'll come to you every day, and I will give you knowledge and wisdom of My plan for your life. They were souls, because that's in essence what we supposed to be, souls, not just flesh and blood. Okay, what am I getting at? The Satan and his followers, the evil jinn spirits in heaven, they used to worship Allah too. And Allah told him, say, I'm going to create man to be a vicegerent on earth. And I'm going to create, and I want all of you all, the angels and the jinns, I want you to submit to man after I create man out of, create man, and after I breathe my, and put, inspired man with my divine spirit, life-giving spirit, I want you all, the angels and the jinns, to bow down to man, submit, and I will submit to following this man in my guidance. I'm going to give this man my guidance, and I want you jinns and angels to support man and woman, humankind. You see? So, now, we as human beings and everything created is created for the purpose of the worship and service to our Creator and the service to have our human brothers and sisters. I say human now. Human means one that is conscious of the Creator. That means that they fear to go against His will. They fear to do anything He don't want them to do, say anything He don't want them to say, or even feel anything in their heart that He don't want them to feel. This is the conduct of what the Creator Allah say is the conduct of a mu'minun, a believer in Him. Mu'minun means believer. And Allah is not talking to just Muslims in the Holy Quran, His final revelation. He's talking to the whole of the human race. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago, was born in Mecca, a city in Saudi Arabia, and Allah missioned this man to spread the truth all over the world when the world was just like it is today. The world was completely in spiritual darkness. And when we say world, don't think about the trees, the sun, the stars. The world for people is the world of your thinking. We as people have a limited amount of freedom of choice or will. So because of that, most people think, oh, okay, I've done that wrong, ain't nothing happened to me. So I can ask forgiveness. I go do another wrong, and I ask forgiveness. As long as I ask forgiveness, I can do wrong. See, that's wrong. You have been miseducated to think that. Allah said He only accepts good. Our Creator is all good, and He only accepts good. He don't accept our evil deeds, actions, intentions. And so, this is the key today. It's nothing new. If you read the Holy Quran, you will find that the same things that are happening in the world today has always happened for thousands of years. Allah says, study the past history and see what happened to people when they forgot His reality that they couldn't see, and that they just worship the things they see. He say that brought they brought destruction on themselves, because Allah, in my at the beginning of this talk, I want to say, Allah say all the good that happens to us in our life as human beings come from Allah, our Creator. And Allah say all the bad or evil that happens to people come from their own actions, their own bad ways and actions. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creation. And we want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. As you can see, it's off to a good start today. And again, as I said, our discussion today is most people try to find satisfaction in everything but their Creator. And as you know, Shahisha Father has given to you so far a beautiful understanding of how the people, in so many words, he's saying to themselves as God. You know, they don't think about any other God but self. And they're doing everything that they can to try to prove that they are some God. And as you can see, the results are around you indicating exactly that. If they are God, please, please help. But yes, people, we have these trouble conditions because man has turned away from God without realizing that, you know, so he says, heart only finds satisfaction in the good pleasure of Allah, in serving Allah in the good, not in the evil. And he is pleased with them when they serve in the good, and they are pleased with him. Because good brings about good, and evil only brings about evil. And now, we want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Chai Chabal, and also remind you again, invite others. Invite others as you go along during the week, and remind them to listen also. And people, if there's anything that you would have to say, would love to say, any comment or anything, push the number one button on your phone. Your phone number will show up in the studio, and we'll be glad to hear from you. So push that number one button if you have anything to say. I do have a guest that has been with us since we have been on today, and I will feed us the 202 number. If that person at this time has any comment or any question to ask.
Sister Esla, can you hear me? I know who it is. That's my son. Well, when you listen to what I'm saying, please, ma'am. I know what's going on. That's my son, and they the ones got noise in that background. So if they continue the noise, just take them off the air. We don't want to interrupt other people who might be listening. Or we don't want to interrupt them. That's my son's number.
All right, I understand, sir. I understood from the beginning, and I do know how to handle it. Yes, so well. Right now, I will return them on to see if they have a comment. So I'll take them off right now until they're ready to comment. All right, okay. So
I appreciate that.
They've been on since the beginning, I guess, by now. They have had something else to do. But anyway, we will cut them off for now and come back to them later.
I appreciate that.
All right, I see we have our beautiful brother on today. He hasn't been on that long, so I was trying to give him a little time, but we'll see at this point if he has anything that he would like to say, if he would like to hear more of the discussion today.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. How's everybody doing?
Doing just fine. Thank you for asking, brother. We hope and pray for you and your family that you all are doing fine also.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairun. Alhamdulillah. Appreciate that. And the blessings and the dua is always wanted and needed. And, you know, it's good not to, you know, to know that people care and make those dua for you. I didn't hear a lot of the discussion. So I really don't have a lot to contribute just yet to the discussion, but I caught, you know, the end of what the imam was saying, where, you know, that part of it is always going to strike a chord to anybody who's a believer or anybody who just fears their Lord. Even if you Muslim or you not Muslim, if you fear your Lord and you hear somebody say that the Creator created you to worship them, you're going to stop what you're doing and listen, you know, and And that's what I'm doing now, inshallah, just so I could hear more of this specific topic, because I didn't want to take it in a direction that it's not going in. So, alhamdulillah, I caught on late, but of course, you know, what you were saying from Quran and Sunnah sounded very powerful. And I pray that Allah bless you to continue, and I pray I could be a contribution to it, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much, brother Imam Abdul Kareem, my brother. So, do we have any more guests, sister?
Not right now. So, what we will do is to continue, Imam Shabazz, with your discussion. And again, we will call our Imam on, brother Abdul Kareem on later to see if he has any comments at that time. So we'll get back to you now in discussing most people trying to find satisfaction in everything but Creator. Imam Shaheen Shabazz.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Just in the title of the program, Brother Imam, what we are trying to bring to the conscious and the subconscious of people and bring to their heart and their souls, they didn't create themselves. And it's been known throughout history, the world up above us, the heavens and the earth, once didn't exist. So our Creator, Allah, He created the heavens and the earth. And as we was talking on one of these programs, Allah, when He created the heavens and the earth, He offered the different parts of His creation the responsibility to take care of His creation. He offered the mountains, the sun, the moon, the ocean. He offered all different parts of His creation. Before He created man, He offered all of them to take care of His creation. And they was reluctant. They was reluctant because they knew that if you take on the responsibility to keep the world in honor, the honor Allah created it in, which is for justice and righteousness, that is not an easy job. And they realized that. So they were afraid. They had the fear of Allah. All Allah's creation has the fear of Allah. They feared to do anything other than the will of Allah. So Allah, later on, in His evolutionary process, He created, after He created the heavens and the earth, He created man, Adam, the first man, and the first human being. And then from Adam He created Eve, or in English her name, His wife. And they were in this garden, a paradise, before He put them down here on the earth. But because He put them in a garden. I call a garden a paradise. Yes. So they wasn't bothered. They didn't have no flesh and blood. They were souls. And He instructed them to listen at the deception of the devil. The tree that bear the fruit of good and evil only means the devil, Satan always mixed truth with falsehood. To what? Deceive a person. Even us on our level as human beings, most people today are very deceptive. You know why most people are very deceptive? Because the law says this whole world is nothing but a deceiver. Most people, too, Imam and sister and others, most people only believe in the things they see with their physical eyes. In this country, has really took people away from the Creator by saying this. When they first came over here from Europe and brought African slaves and made the slaves in the Indian, Spanish people. You see, in other words, we have a responsibility as human beings to make sure this world is just like a job. You got a job. If you go there and you stay there 8 hours, okay, and you just mess around, you don't do your work, are you going to get paid? No, you're not going to get paid because you didn't perform your obligations when you signed the application. What's your manager or your boss, the head of the job? But you know, so our life is similar down here on earth as human beings. We have an obligation and responsibility to make things right. And one singer, and I'm about through at this time, one singing group during my era, that they were singing truth in their songs, the truth in their songs. And one of the things that they said, this particular group, was people make the world go round. And that simply means that on this earth, the earth right now is rotating in space on its axis. It's rotating. But you still see with the rotation of the earth, you still see balance. Everything in creation, because the earth is rotating like that, that's a phenomenal, that's amazing right there. I want to say also for you all that think that you, you know, can use religion, you know, to practice deception, that the creator of the heavens and the earth is all-knowing. He knows what's in your mind, your thought, your mind, and he knows what's in your heart. You cannot deceive the creator. And the creator say today, most people are self-deceived. And as the sister, the co-host said, the creator say today, most people only are concerned about the things in the material world, and he say that's what lead people into evil, striving for the material things and not striving for his good pleasure. This is the key to his good pleasure. And I'm 62 years old. I know for a fact from me, anytime I'm even there as a Muslim believer in Allah, anytime I do something that ain't right, I don't feel good. I don't have that peace in my heart. I don't have no pleasure no more. And so the reason most people are committing evil against each other in religion, politics, and everything is because their heart is not at ease. Their heart have a disease. Now I want you to understand this word heart disease. What do heart disease really mean? Do it mean that you just have a physical heart disease? No. Allah put his spiritual truth in our heart. So our heart, in essence, is pure, and our hearts are truthful and honest. It has the goodness of Allah in it, our hearts. And Allah said he created the world in the beginning, all good. He said he created the world also for justice and for a limited time. All, you know, that includes human beings. That means he gonna take everything that you see, people are dying, everything got to go away. He gonna cause it to disappear in time, short time now, as he created it. And he say the only many man was talking about that the other day. He said, Allah say the only thing that we can call ours while we're in this part of his creation is our immortal soul. But Allah say everything else really doesn't exist. Your cars, your husband, your wife, your children, in the flesh, it's just an illusion. And he say to what I'm saying, he say all the evil that happens to us come from our own selves. So, and he say, and he got in his book Quran, he say to his prophets, different ones. One is Prophet Noah and Prophet Ibrahim, two of the major prophets, peace be upon them. They are family members. Prophet Ibrahim, Abu, Father Ibrahim, spiritual father for all people, was a loving man, as all true believers love Allah, and he loves us back. That's what give us life. It's love. He loved his father. And Prophet Noah, the first major prophet, who lived 950 years. Both of them had relatives in their families. His grandson, really. And when Allah said he was going to send warn the people that I'm going to send a flood to destroy them if they didn't turn away from their evil ways. And for almost 10 generations, 1,000 years, the people didn't turn away from their evil ways, the majority of them. And this is profound. You really need to think on that, because Allah don't change. He's doing the same thing today as he did in the past. So his son, he said, I'm going to get up on a mountain, and it's going to protect me from the water when he start bringing a flood. So this day, our prophet Noah said, this day no one can be saved from the wrath of Allah except those who have Allah have mercy and special grace on and get with me on this ark. Because Allah has instructed me to build it to save those who believe in Allah truly, and if you truly believe in Allah, obey Allah. You can't commit sins consciously and think that you're going to be guided by the creator of the heavens and earth. You're not. You're self-deceived, and the Satan got you deceived. If you think you can do wrong and just keep on doing wrong. Also, I was talking to my son yesterday, and what I was saying to him is that Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth of all people, he say, us human beings that he created in this world, we can sin so much that we can reach a point where he will close the doors of forgiveness on us, and we cannot come back to him. We are destined for hell, and that the eternal hell he have waiting on the other side, and hell and misery, even in this world, and shame and disgrace, even in this world. So people, you don't have time to really be jiving. Allah say this world is nothing but for sport and play. Allah say what the real life that suitors is in the hereafter, in his eternal kingdom. Allah say everything he created in the heavens and the earth is only for temporary convenience. Allah say the things he give us is only for temporary convenience for our life in this world while we're here. But we can't take none of these things with us. We can't even take our body with us. Our body gonna die. And our bodies are dying. So I want to read something from the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Almighty God, Allah, the Most High. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Aleph, Lam, Mim, Sad. Sad. A book revealed, the Quran. Allah say his book, the Quran, that he have revealed to Prophet Muhammad's heart, is for people to, of Prophet Muhammad to teach the people so that they won't be oppressed no more. They was being oppressed, and the people been oppressed since the time, almost at the time Allah created time in our existence. And Allah said, but if we follow his guidance, then we won't be oppressed. The oppression, he will stop the oppressors from oppressing us. So Allah said, if you follow his message in the Quran, you won't have no more difficulty. Like people right now talking about Donald Trump, the president of this country, and really of the world. They're saying he's made it and making their life difficult. That's not true. This is where I'm correcting right now. The one that oppresses us, our greatest oppressor, and most people will say another human being in leadership, political leadership, or they'll say to Satan. No, you're absolutely incorrect, people. Allah said the greatest oppressor of human beings is their own self. You're your own worstest and greatest oppressor. And Prophet Muhammad, in this part of my talk, he said that the greatest jihad in Arabic means spiritual struggle or spiritual warfare. We're at war here on this earth, and the enemy He's not trying to fight the Creator. He knows he can't do that. The enemy is fighting against the human being coming into the life, God-like life, that Allah created for us to live, which is what? A righteous life and a just life, which leads us to what? Eternal life. So if you want life, people, you have to realize life is in what? The righteousness and the goodness of Allah and His love. And His love, that's what they were saying, people make the world go round, meaning that people are really one. And they are one in the love of their Creator. So when they come back to putting their Creator first, always. Some people say, God is first in my life, then my mother, my father, they come in and take the second place, then my children, this and that. That's absolutely incorrect. There's no reality but the reality of Allah. Your wife, your husband, your children, yourself, if you don't have Allah in your life, you really don't exist. You don't have no life. That's why we see death all around us, because people have forgot their Creator. And He say, Allah say, in this final revelation in the Quran, when people forget Him, they forget their own souls. Assalamu alaikum. There, I'm stopping.
Alaikum Islam. Alaikum Islam. You all listening to the Sunday broadcast? I'll remember Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you, our regular listening audience, for joining us this morning for such a beautiful discussion that we have over every Sunday we have. All of them are so profound with the name of Shaheed Shabazz and right on time, timely for the time that we're living in. Because they're letting us know who's creating all these problems we have, which is who self. Our discussion today is most people try to find satisfaction in everything but their Creator. They turn their backs from their Creator. They want to believe that they are the Almighty God. You know, they put their faith in someone, anything or anybody else but their Creator. And they live this life so they're going to live it forever. And they feel like they don't need anybody or anything else but self and their little group that they have. And I was just reading on Surah 63 here. It says, an ayah that says, O ye who believe, let not your riches or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. If any act thus, the loss is to their own. And we can see that. And they also says, as we were saying, riches and human resources of all kinds are but for the fleeting moment. Therefore, just for a time. Everything is an illusion. We are an illusion. So all of this that you are seeing and enjoying on this earth is just like you. It's going to go away. It's going to fade away. Something's going to happen to you. And the law has shown us in many ways with the weather that we have now. It's destroying the earth and taking everything away in one way or another, with floods, with this freeze that we just had, Arctic freeze that we've had in half the country, with the fires that we had in California and all. I mean, He's constantly showing us more and more each day that this world is nothing. You have nothing. After all this destruction, what's left? Nothing, not even the place you lived in. You got to look for another place. Choose probably everything. You have to start all over again if you're living. So this is to keep a reminder. Allah's most merciful. He leaves us here on this earth to see what will happen if we continue with our evil that we are doing to ourselves, you know. So people, you should not turn away from the good within you and your devotion to your Creator. That's the purpose of your existence. And get caught up in the materialistic thing and the money, the value out of this world, and the false joys, false enjoyment that you have. The remembrance of Allah is more important than all of that. And it includes everyday acts of good and of service to humanity. And thoughts of good, of kindness, good deeds and all, those should be your everyday desire. And as you know, most people are turned away from doing anything but thinking about what they can get for themselves, materialistic-wise, again. So this is why this discussion is so timely, because people, the problems that you created, you see, are created by you turning away from the Creator and trying to make yourself or a strong human being your Creator. We do have some guests today. Again, I'm going to try our guest, Imam Abdul Kareem. We have some more guests, so I'm going to try him first. This number is the 336 number here. Let me bring Imam Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, I have a good feel of the topic, and I remember we talked about it. We had that brief discussion, and you said so much, you know, the imam and yourself, you said so much, so I don't really know where to start. But, you know, I guess the biggest part, the biggest blessing for me, you know, for mankind, for anybody, any human being, is knowing that Allah created us. Is knowing that Allah created us and knowing who Allah is and what Allah wants from us. Because when we got that wrong, when we got that basic fundamental part wrong, everything else is going to be wrong. So we're not going to find satisfaction in anything else. We're not going to find happiness, comfort, peace in anything else. Okay, we're going to just keep running after money or running after women or running after, you know, whatever this dunya provides, because you don't really know Allah. And we've turned away from Allah without knowing it. Muslims and non-Muslims turn away from Allah without, you know, without comprehending or without giving it the respect that's due or without giving it the level of importance that it has. You know,
that's
it's like
right.
you're driving down a highway, alhamdulillah, imam. It's like somebody driving down a highway and they get off on an exit, or they get off and they go in the wrong way on the highway. They think it's a yield or something where they're supposed to turn, but they're going the wrong way of the highway. That's a very big deal. A tractor trailer coming the opposite way is going to wipe you out. But we take
right.
it like, you know, right, because Allah lets us just go. Allah just gives us so much mercy. He's Rahman, he's Rahim. Even if we're disrespecting Allah, he still gives us air to breathe, water to drink. He, you know, gives us everything we need to sustain ourselves. So we make it a very small deal when we don't respect our Creator. When we just leave what he wants us to do to the side, we don't take it like with a, like it's important. Meanwhile, you're playing with your life. You're playing with going to the fire instead of going to paradise.
That's
and
right.
And you won't find satisfaction if you go into the fire. I don't care how
no,
much
sir.
Money or fame you have. There is enough wealthy, famous people that's going around hanging themselves because they don't know Allah. You're not going to find
right.
satisfaction. We are not going to be satisfied with anything this dunya gives us if we don't have Allah. And then the exact opposite, if we have Allah, we'll be satisfied with anything this dunya gives us.
That's
because,
exactly
you know,
right.
it's temporary. Like the imam said, it's temporary. Even our own bodies. I'm sitting here with a cast on my leg and using crutches to get up and down the stairs, but that enlightening part you said earlier about even this flesh, this is something that mashallah, when you have to answer to Allah, this flesh belongs to him. I think it's my legs, my arms, my feet now. Let me sin with these arms, these legs, these feet, and let me go on a day of judgment and see if they don't testify against me if I don't tell the truth. When Allah says, oh, you did this, this is in your record, this is your book. And I say, no, I didn't do that. My arms, my feet, my legs will testify against me. So that's all knowing Allah. Like, how do I know that? How do I find comfort with that? Because I know who my Lord is. And how do I know who my Lord is? Because he sent us a messenger who told me everything I need to know in order to get myself out of the hellfire and into the paradise. And then
that's
I should
right.
just rely on Allah's mercy. I got to do everything he says and then rely on Allah's mercy that inshallah I did it right I did a good job. Knowing who
That's
created
right.
you is going to stop you from doing a lot of things that you want to do. Because what
That's
I
right.
want to do is, you know, is who cares what I want to do? You know, what I want to do is maybe not what Allah wants me to do. So if I know my creator, at least I have a shot. At least I have some shot of going to the paradise of possibly pleasing him so he might have mercy on me so I can go to paradise.
That's
okay?
correct.
So if I say I know who created me, do I know him? Do I know Allah? Do I know what he created me for? Do I know what he expects from me? Because he may not expect the same from me as he expects from, you know, some rich, you know, like Donald Trump. He might expect
okay.
something different from him. He might accept, and I'm not saying Donald Trump is rich, you know, he files bankruptcy every, you know, every couple of years or whatever, but I'm just saying somebody with a lot of money might have a different expectation. Me, I might go to the masjid and put $20 in the charity box, the sadaqah box, which we call it, and Allah might accept that, and that might be good for me. But somebody who's a multimillionaire puts $20 in there, and that might not be acceptable for him. You know, I tell the imam when I talk to him off the air, you know, not everybody can give dawah or is built to have a radio show or is built to go out to the people because that's not easy, you know. So he may not, if that's not very easy or I'm not good at that, that might be something for certain people. But I have to find a lane that I'm good at because Allah still tells me that I have to do things to worship him, that I have to share
right.
this knowledge of Al-Islam. Exactly, alhamdulillah.
That's right.
That I have to share it, that I have to practice it in myself and then to others, that I have to protect myself and my family and then everybody else who I can. So we all have obligations, and our expectations are going to vary. You know, the last person out of the fire who's going to make it to paradise is going to be a very ignorant person, a very hardcore, real rough and rugged person, not a bright person. And the reason I say that is because the hadith tells us that that last person is going to come out. He's going to think he was the first person out of the hellfire. Because some believers who don't practice are going to go to the hellfire. We got to get that in our minds. That should scare the pants off of us. You could still say La ilaha illallah, and you might go to the hellfire because you didn't act right. You didn't do anything to show Allah that you love him. Except you got that grain, that mustard seed in your heart that knows Allah and wants to worship him, but you just don't physically do anything about it. And that last person out of the fire is going to say to Allah, when Allah says, I'm going to give you 10 times the earth and everything in it, he's going to say, are you fooling with me, Allah? Are you kidding with me? Talking to the creator of the heaven and earth. Are you kidding with me? Stop fooling with me. If a doctor says to you, you got 10 days to live, are you kidding me, doc? Are you fooling with me? Right? You don't say that. And that's just a doctor. He's nobody. Allah, the Lord of the world, tell him that, and he says that, and Allah gives him 10 times the earth and everything in it. That's the last person out of the fire, the last true believer ever created that ever makes it out of the fire. That's him. Some of us would wish we could at least be him, because that beats the pants off of being in the fire eternally, which is the plight for people who don't know their Lord and don't worship their Lord, or maybe think their Lord is a tree, or think their Lord is a stick, or think their Lord is a prophet, or think their Lord is anything but God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heaven and earth. They worship anything else, the sun, the moon, the stars. They worship anything, a prophet, a genius, a soothsayer. They worship anything else besides Allah. Fire forever. So knowing our Lord is the only way we're going to get satisfaction in this life and in the next life. And when the topic is that deep, and we make it small, like, I'll start accepting Allah tomorrow, or I'll do it later. Right now I'm having too much fun. When we make it small, Allah will make us small and forget about us and leave us over there and let us run and do everything we want out here in this dunya, in this life. And then in the next life, we have no share in it. We don't want to be among them because that's the biggest loser. And this message that you're giving today is so deep that it would keep us from being the biggest losers ever created. And Allah created us not to lose. He created us. He already has a space in paradise waiting for us, waiting for us. So if we want to ignore it, that's not important. I'll get to it tomorrow. It's not a big deal. Right now I want to finish talking to these girls. I want to finish stealing this and getting this money that I'm not supposed to have. I want to finish these other worldly fetishes that I can't get rid of. So alhamdulillah, I just want to say alhamdulillah. The reminder benefits the believer. It makes even difficulties like a cast or crutches or some kind of other loss that you think is a really big deal. It puts it into perspective and lets you know, hey, you, calm down. Your Lord knows what's best for you, and he wouldn't have put you in that difficult circumstance unless he knew what was better for you. And that's what this gives me, a beautiful reminder, and I appreciate that. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Very good, Brother Imam. Tafsir or teaching and bringing about a clear understanding. That's what the Quran do. It's so beautiful. And I am so grateful that Allah, the Creator, let me live 62 years. And as you said, walking through the streets from Miami, Florida, all the way to Canada, Chicago, all over this country, walking in the streets alone, not having companions by my side, not having anybody by my side like the Prophet Muhammad did. And Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, said in his book Quran, he say that most of his prophets and messengers didn't even have one follower. Now think about that. And I want to share something else I had written down, and this is for the non-Muslims especially, but it's for Muslims and everybody in general. It says, people of this world, a body without a soul is an empty shell that leads to hell. In this world, shell, if you in the word English language, shell is hell. You take the S off shell, and what you got? Hell. This is no coincidence. People, we are not just flesh and blood. We are, in our true nature, souls. And a soul gives you what? Intelligent life. What is intelligent life? It's righteous life. Without a soul, our life becomes cold. What do I mean by that? Meaning, I mean this. We become tools and foods for evil. You've heard the term, most of you probably, the devil's idle mind is the devil's workshop. Idle mind means that mind is not God conscious. That mind is only conscious of the evil things of this world. So the devil can come in that person's life and use them as an instrument, and he do, to not only destroy themselves, but to help him destroy the whole human race like he told Allah he was going to do. This is why we can hear the words. I just said that I am mind of the devil's workshop. Just going over that. So the only way we can stop evil in our life and in this world is to stop worshiping ourselves, as the Imam just said, and the things of this world, this evil world, Allah says. Allah says the root of all evil is the love of this world and the things in it. Starting with yourself. Our Creator, Allah, say also in this final revelations in the Quran, he say the only way that we can free our souls from all this evil, he say, and this evil is coming from our self-will. We want to do things our way rather than the Creator, Allah's way. And the only way we can stop evil, we have to have self-control. Allah said we can't be true in faith, nobody on the planet Earth, Doesn't matter what religion you call. You are a human being. You were created by the same creator. And if you don't believe it, you can't believe, as O.J. said, a singing group, you wouldn't believe on the day of judgment. Everybody going to acknowledge Allah. But people, you don't have a lot of time to get it together, because I got to repeat this. The creator of the heavens and the earth say, when he created the heavens and the earth, he decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So just because our creator has so much mercy on us and all the wrong we do all the time, and we think, most people, not we, I'm not included, it's personal. But most of the people, you look at every day, constantly doing the wrong. They done the wrong yesterday. The creator give them another chance and wake them up from death, and they start doing that same evil. They pick up where they left that same evil yesterday. They keep continue that same evil today, this day. So I want to say to you all, our will as human beings, the creator say, I want to emphasize, it's all bad. Our ways is all bad, the creator say. But his ways, the creator, Allah, say his ways and will is all good. This is why Allah, the one creator and the only creator, say in his last book of revelations, revealed knowledge, that all the good that happens again to people come from Allah, and all the evil that happens to people come from following their own selfish will. So if you want real freedom, stop following your own will and start following the will and ways of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. You are listening to our radio listening audience, the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want to be too long today, because I see we do have some guests here who have been on for a minute that might want to say a word or two. And I just wanted to, when the brother, Imam Abdul Karim, mentioned the hellfire, it reminded me, most people don't want to hear that word anymore. They get frustrated and upset when you talk about hell or hellfire, you know, all that old talk, all the other, you know, and the young kids push out, oh, one more, don't nobody want to hear all that stuff. And this is the mentality that they have gotten. Because they have got become so in love with self, and they have become see only this world. They act as though they never don't believe they will ever leave this world. And they see death all around them all the time. So but
that's
this
right.
Is the mentality. This is the mentality of the world today. And it doesn't want you to mention anything about any hellfire. And so, well, maybe there's a hellfire, but I'm not going there. They know for sure they're not going to go or something. So it's sad, really. It's very unfortunate. But this is the mentality that man has today. And there are those who are searching, who want to do right, and this is what we're here for, to reach those whose hearts are searching for their creator, the right way to live, the best way to live, a life to please their creator. And now, without any further discussion or from me, I will bring on another guest here, and I believe this is Brother Larry. It's a 919 number.
Yes.
Well,
yes. Aslam,
how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I have I'm enjoying the show this morning. It's good to hear the radio family's voice and the imam bringing about the great teachings of the Creator. Brings to mind with me, of course, just by listening, and you know, I would say my practice of doing the right thing, more so than I would say reading or studying the Quran as I should do, but
not as I don't do, because I sometimes feel that I don't, and I want to make it short and brief. Sometimes I feel like, and I know as a fact that I don't read the Word of God, the Holy Quran, as I say I should do as often as I should do. But I will say that as I was listening on as the imam was speaking, that yeah, I think we get we have to distinguish in life that the difference between worshiping Allah for what purpose, you know. And surely, because I have heard, you know, and the Christian says Allah, says God, don't, you know, no matter how good you do, you can, you know, you cannot get into heaven. Or how good you do, it makes no difference to God, because He's the most gracious and merciful, and He blesses and chooses who He will. But the confusion there is, to me, is that when we do things, we are rewarded for them. If you work, you get paid for it. If you're a good child and do your work in school, you get rewarded for it. So the things that we do in life, we do get rewarded for it, and I think Allah is the greatest rewarder. But if we have to focus our we have to have our focus and our mindset and doing the thing in which Allah wants us to do, and in the ways in which He wants us to do it. Because we can be selfishly and do things just because we might want to be the best at, or better than someone else, I may say. So I just want to, it just brought to mind about the rewards that we get when you do the right thing. And of course, the devil rewards you too. If you do things his way, I would say he rewards you. And the way of sickness and a cold heart and things of that nature. And just to make it real short, and I'm done. And I often tell people, now, Brother Shahid, I think we spoke about this before, about, I remember when I used to go to the city when I was a kid, and that my uncles and my family members, and they all say, look, you're in the city now. You can't trust nobody. You don't give nothing to nobody. You it's like you're on your own out there in that jungle. So, and it takes away from you as a kid. It takes away from you as a compassion. But surely they want you, they tell you things so you can be protected out in the streets or in the places, in the city. But it still takes away from the reward that now you feel like you got to go out there and be cold-hearted and selfish and, you know, not help anybody, you know what I'm saying? And so it makes a difference in how you try to get your rewards in the light of Allah. And I hope that, you know, you all understand what I'm saying, but I just wanted to get that off my mind and, you know, and get some feedback, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, brother Larry, that was very beautiful. No question. You know, just someone listening, that's very plain what you said, you know, and definitely what you said about the city, just using that. I want to use that because I've been blessed to stay in so many cities up north, and I've been going up there, been blessed to go up there ever since I was a little boy, going to Baltimore, especially because I got most of my relatives in Baltimore, a lot of them. And then after I accepted Al-Islam, this way of life called Al-Islam, at the age of 19 years old, I still was in the city. I recently was married to the co-host, and I was in Washington, D.C., going back and forth, doing Dawah, teaching people, and coming back to North Carolina, my home state, doing the same thing. But as you say, I talk to people down here that's from other places in the North, and they say the same thing. They say, people don't even speak to you, and I have talked to the Dakotas know this sister, too. I don't need to call her name, but she was right. When I was in Washington, D.C., for them 11 years, not too long ago, who married to my Dakotas, my wife, ex-wife, they were cold. When I was in Philadelphia, a little while they were cold. When I was in New York, it was cold-hearted. In Chicago, cold-hearted. So you're absolutely right. But it, Allah say, wherever you are is my presence. So like we saying, it doesn't matter where you are. And one lady said yesterday, I might stay in the project. That don't mean that I have to have the same mind thinking as all the people, which is bad. She said, I'm in my own world. So I do have customers I meet when I go out in da'wah or propagating or spreading the faith. That's what da'wah means. Of Islam, for all people, I get a lot of great responses. And I'm so grateful. People are telling me more and more, I see the light in you. I know you're a man of God. I ain't saying a word now. And the little children, as I go out, they call me God. They call me Jesus, Moses. And I talked to them. One man just stopped me in Walmart the other day, African, and they all just think I'm from Africa. They don't think I was born and raised in this country. Simply because you look at the mentality, especially this part of the talk. You look at the mentality of America, and America sets the standard for every other nation in the world and how they're going to conduct their affairs, the government that is. And that is to oppress their people. And Allah said in the last days, like we're in, the politicians, the political leaders, would be oppressors. And he said, the majority of people in religion, all religion, and Islam too, would be hypocrites. They would say, I got faith on one hand and do evil on the other hand, and think they, and Allah say, they think they're deceiving him and the believers, but they're only self-deceived and they realize it not. So I stop right there, and I want everybody and anybody that has anything to add to this great program, come on. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Anybody in the audience, if you have anything to say, push the button and your number should show on the switchboard. However, we can only take 5 calls at a time. So I believe we have about that many up here now. But anyway, if your number shows up, we will call you on. And I'm just listening to Brother Larry talking about saying about the rewards. Yes, the rewards that we get, the man is rewarded with here on earth, and we have to know that we are, as a people, we are supposed to be the example of Allah's will on earth. But the good that He would do, we reflect that good in what we are supposed to reflect the good in what we do here on earth. However, we know that Satan, the good that he gives, is definitely artificial and deceptive. He's deceptive. It appears good, but it has more evil in it than it does good. And so we have to look at the rewards as being an example of how we live our life to show the good and appreciation for the good that we do to one another. It's the same way that Allah shows the good and appreciation for the good that we are doing for Him. We will be blessed. We will be rewarded for that. And so, again, too, but the rewards are different from these worldly rewards that we receive. And they said money is not really a reward. It's a result of an action that you did in trying to sustain yourself on earth. That's where the money comes from. You know, it's what's given to you to help you take care of yourself and to help you to live and exist on the earth in a way that you can be comfortable while living your life. Actually, you earn that. So you will consider that a reward. However, we have evil things going on, gambling and all, and you know that's really no reward. Either other ways that you can get money, but they are not truly rewards either. So anyway, people, we want to understand that the way we live our life on earth, it's the results that we reap from. We reap on earth, and as we can see in most cases, we haven't lived our life too well here on this earth. We can see the results. We can see that the Lord's here now, and he's bringing down punch because he's tired of this wicked, wicked evilness. You look at the television show, and these are true things that are happening, but they're so evil, they're unbelievable. And one thing they put back on Facebook, I understand it was on the earlier, I don't remember seeing it, that Martin Luther King Jr. was not killed by the bullet from a gun. He was killed by the doctors who had decided that if they brought him to a hospital, they had him taken to a hospital, the Surgeon General at the hospital said that we will kill him if he doesn't die from the bullet. And this actually, they told me in detail telling how Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed by the Surgeon General at the hospital and was not the bullet that killed him. He was still alive. This is how evil and wicked the society is. It's just terrible. And people, it's not any better. This is why Allah has to bring down the chastisement that he's bringing down now. And so the goodness says, you don't fear this. It doesn't affect us in the same way because we understand that we have to return to our Creator one day. And we want to return to him well, please. So we allow him to do his work. We know that this is his work, his door, because of the evil that has been brought on earth by man's wickedness and evilness. Okay, I don't want to continue to talk like this. We do want to try to see if Mashabal's son, I believe his son, I still call him my son too, has a comment to make now, and I will go back to him. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. I want to read from the Holy Quran, my beloved audience.
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't realize you wanted to read, so I do have your son on, too, so if he can give you a moment to read.
Yes. Yeah, let him go ahead.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam, sister. I think you unmuted me. This is Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I might have you. I got another rush. You hit the wrong number. Okay, go ahead, Imam Shabazz, and read, then I'll bring your son on.
Okay, I'm reading from the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, one of the titles of the Quran is The Clear Evidence. So all the books that you read, they cannot give you clear evidence of the truth of Allah that he established in the heavens and the earth. No other book, as Imam Abdul Kareem said, is a perfect book. And perfect means that the Creator, Allah, is perfect. And if you read the Quran and try to live by the words of Allah in the Quran, anybody on the planet, you will be striving for perfection. You can't consciously, Muslims I'm talking to now, you can consciously take the Shahada and give you're making a pledge to Allah when you take the Shahada. You're making a pledge to Allah that I'm going to do your will on earth, which is good, and I'm going to follow the life example of your last prophet, who you say is the best Shaheed, witness of how you want us, every human being, to live. Prayers and peace be upon him. So, at this time, it's a short surah from the Quran, but it's profound. So, this is from Surah 43, Ayat 36. Allah, the Creator, says, if anyone withdraws themselves from the remembrance of Allah, most gracious, Allah say he appoint for them an evil one to be their intimate companion. And Allah says such evil ones really hinder them from the path of Allah, but they think they are being guided aright. At length such a one comes to us, he says to his evil companion, would that between me and D were the distance of east and the west. Evil is the companion indeed. When ye have done wrong, it will avail you nothing. You get no gain for that. This day that ye shall be partners in punishment. So what I'm trying to say here, people, the Creator, bear with me. He's saying that if you withdraw, see, now I like that word too, withdraw. When you withdraw from a person, it's just like if you're having an argument with a person, and you be the first person to withdraw from the argument so it won't continue. So, but this is a higher withdrawal. When people withdraw or forget, it means the same thing. Forget the Creator. He not only they not only go astray, Muslim, Christian, whatever, or whoever you call yourself, but also Allah say He appoint evil ones, jinns and human being jinns, to be your friends, and they be leading you down the path to destruction, to hell, and you don't even realize it because you're under the curse of Allah. Of course, why? You don't take his beautiful way of life serious. You're half-faced sometime, then you're partaking of this evil doing you sometime. And this is what Muslims are doing. This is why they're being cursed and punished more than any other people in the world, because we have the whole truth and nothing but the truth in the Quran, and it can't be changed. It can't be altered. It's intact, just like Allah revealed it to Prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibreel, peace be upon them both, 1,400 and probably about 30 years ago. So people, Allah said, remembrance of Him, remembering your Creator, He says, the greatest force of protection you got in life. Because He says, when the thought of evil come to our mind, assail our mind, bring Allah, your Creator, to remember. Remember Him. And what is that? You're remembering good when you remember Him. And He say evil will flee. It will flee because evil really feels the goodness and the power of Allah.
2 minutes. You have 2 minutes.
All right, okay. I'm done.
As-salamu alaykum. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and now it's come to another day for our full broadcast to end. We want to thank all of you for listening. We will have Imam Shaheed Shabazz now to close out with our prayer, as we call it today, Salat for today, Adua, and inshallah, invite some guests. Invite some others to join us next Sunday. And for those of you who did not get to comment, join us again next Sunday. We will definitely try to get to you next Sunday. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, you may close out this time.
All right, mashallah, as Allah wills, Allah, I, the Creator of the heavens, ask you before all the witnesses, human witnesses and jinns, I bear witness that there is no creator, no deity, nothing you created worthy of worship or praise. All praise is due to you, Allah, alone. You, Allah, is the sovereign ruler of the heavens and the earth and all between. No one has begot you, Allah, and you have not begotten no child, as they say Jesus is your son. You say this for all the Christians. If God had a son, then why ain't that God with the real God in heaven? I know God but the one creator, people. And you believe it or not, that's what changed the world 1,400 years ago and brought the people out of spiritual darkness into spiritual light and understanding of their Creator and the reality of the Creator, as we titled this show. So we pray that our Creator will bless those who are sincerely seeking understanding, with understanding of the time we're in. Is the last days He's given us to come away from evil. He soon say He will destroy evil like He always have in the past. And so people, this should scare you. And He said we should live every day in the prayer as if it's our last day. and not plan for tomorrow. Because Allah said, no one knows what's going to happen to them on tomorrow. No one knows what land they're going to die. And he must say, no one knows when they're going to die but him. So we praise this creator, the one creator for all humankind. And we say, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladhina Amta alayhim, Rahim Maghdubi alayhim wa Dhalin. We just said, and we'll conclude in English with that translated, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor.
Thank you for joining us this Sunday. Join us again next Sunday, same time, for the reality of the Creator, Imam Shahid Shabazz. 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank all of you for joining and listening in. Come again. Bring a friend. Come prepared to give us some feedback and let us hear from you. Assalamu alaikum. Have a great day.
Walaikum assalam.